Exclusive: Michael Savage likens Trump verdict to internal 9/11. Biden gang trying to kill Trump with 1,000 cuts. By Joshua Klein on June 2, 2024. The Biden gang of Fabian socialists is trying to kill former President Donald Trump with 1,000 cuts, according to conservative radio legend Michael Savage. Savage compared the devastation of the 2024 presidential hopeful's guilty verdict in his business records trial to the catastrophic 9/11 attacks on America, calling the weaponization of the government against a political opponent an attack by the enemy within, which has signaled the death of justice in America. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Sunday, the New York Times best-selling author, known for his sharp political insights, began by describing his personal protest in light of the trial's outcome, amid his thoughts on its implications and broader concerns about the state of justice in America. The American flag disappears. I hung my flag upside down outside my home to try to make a statement in this white suburban neighborhood. And, frankly, I don't think the people even know that the flag was upside down, he said. They're like robots, they drive by and didn't even notice there was a flag. Even when a flag is up, they don't notice. They just live in their own universe. If they had a Ukrainian flag, or a gay flag, or a Black Lives Matter flag, for sure, to virtue signal that they understand. He added, explaining that over the years, the American flag disappears into the foliage. Fabian socialism. Savage, who was the first to endorse a Trump presidency as far back as April of 2011, pointed to historical movements to explain the current political climate. I made that point in my podcast, calling it Fabian socialism, because it's been called a lot of things, he said. They've been on the march since the 1800s in England. That's where the Fabian socialist movement began. And they believe that revolution is best accomplished through slow and gradual means. That's what we're witnessing right now, he added. Death by 1,000 cuts. Describing the former president's resilience and stamina, Savage noted that Trump has been attacked relentlessly. You may say he's wired for battle, but everyone has their limits, he said. I don't know how he can do this much longer, he added. Truthfully, there's only a limit to what the human mind and body can take. Describing the relentless attacks on Trump, Savage used a striking metaphor. It's like the method of killing by 1,000 cuts, he said. Where they don't kill you with a single stroke, they cut you 1,000 different times with small cuts until you bleed to death. That's what they're doing to Trump here, he added. They're killing him by 1,000 slashes and a man can only take so many cuts until he bleeds to death. Where did Judge Merchan come from? Savage, who rose to the heights of talk radio and was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 2016, expressed skepticism about the trial judge's background and impartiality. I was, suddenly, asking myself about Judge Juan Merchan, where did this guy come from? He asked. Well, I found out that he's an immigrant from Colombia who went to a fourth-rate law school, Hofstra, and he's only an acting judge in the show Trial Against Trump, acting, meaning, they picked him. Now, they're supposed to be picked randomly but, strangely enough, this acting judge was the judge in three of the trials surrounding Trump. Imagine that, he added. How come no one has asked who the judge is or where he came from? How could a family court, nobody judge from the Bronx, determine the outcome of the course of an election? Death of justice in America. In response to the verdict, Savage said he got very upset and sad, like so many others in the country, and said today is like 9/11, attacked by the enemy within, in the sense that, this is the death of justice in America. I felt like it was 9/11, I felt so dejected. I felt like I watched the World Trade Towers burning. It was like watching the flag burning, watching the Constitution burning, he added. And all I could see in my head were devils like Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer cackling and laughing and jumping for joy. That's all I could see, the sly fox Schumer. Discussing the trial's political ramifications, Savage noted, we should never forget what Schumer said when Trump won. In 2016, you take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. Watch video. They actually cobbled together charges against him that we all know were not pursued by the federal government or by Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg himself until they changed the statute of limitations just specifically for this case, and then brought it at the last minute, just in time for the campaign, he explained. So those of us who see it can see it, and the blind ones don't want to see it, he added. They want the senile gangster to win again. The justice system crumbles. Expressing deep disillusionment, he raised concerns about the integrity of the U.S. justice system, particularly in the context of high-profile trials. When people lose faith in the justice system, that's when the justice system crumbles, Savage said, and I would say half the country has lost total faith in the system. It wasn't that he was found guilty. It was how he was found guilty, he added. He then highlighted several controversial aspects of the trial process. All of the tricks that the judge used, such as excluding witnesses for the defense, gagging the president, not allowing him to speak, he said. This is what people who have studied it say, not the drug addicts in Hollywood who are celebrating this, which is predictable and saddening at the same time. They treated him like he was Hitler. The portrayal of Trump as a villain was another point of contention Savage highlighted. They treated him like he was Hitler. How could they make Trump into such a villain? He asked. Admittedly, he's a bellicose individual. But how could they equate him to some of the world's worst dictators? Criticizing the liberal perspective on what he described as the travesty of this trial, Savage argued that liberalism is a mental disorder because they have no judgment, no balance, they can't equate properly. Jill Biden is running the country. The iconic right-wing commentator also voiced concerns over President Biden's role in the current administration. I believe Jill Biden is running the country in every way, he insisted. It wouldn't be the first time in history that we had a wife take over for a president who secretly signed bills behind the scenes, and I think she's running the country. She's in every ad for Joe Biden, he added. An Epstein job. Reflecting on Trump's future, the prolific author pondered the real question of what happens now. He's guilty on 34 counts. Is this Stalinist judge going to put him in jail, to see an Epstein job happen to him? He asked. It's certainly a valid concern, he added. Why should we assume it won't happen? He also warned that they're testing us and they see they can get away with this. So why wouldn't they take it to the next step? He added. Democracy is fragile. What's left of our republic is hanging like a loose tooth. Crossing a red line to World War III. Highlighting broader geopolitical concerns. Savage pointed to the Biden gang's authorization of the use of American weapons to be launched against Russia on Russian territory while attention was on the Trump verdict. That's crossing a red line to World War III with Putin, he said. Suddenly, while the whole world's watching the Trump trials, this corrupt administration says you can now go ahead and start firing missiles that we give you into Russia, hoping Putin responds so that we can have a hot war, and forget about Biden's incompetence. These people are mentally ill. They're totally insane, he added. Either that or they want a war with Russia prior to the election. To galvanize the American public behind the so-called commander in grief at the time of war. He also cautioned citizens to always keep your eye on the ball, because this case made us take our eyes off the ball, the war, which is serious stuff. We know what could happen, and we better pray that it doesn't, he said. Noting that he wouldn't put such tactics past these people, Savage accused the Biden administration of destroying our border and nakedly flooding us with diseased and criminal aliens, and with no consequences. Not giving a damn about what happens to the country, why wouldn't they now go to a war level? What do they care? He asked. I wrote a book years ago called Scorched Earth, and these are scorched earth, fanatical communists. They would burn the country to the ground to hold on to power, he added. Beacon of Dopes. According to Savage, Trump should fire his lawyers because they failed to preserve the trial record for an appeal, focus solely on the trial, and didn't secure a missing witness instruction or allow the expert witness to testify, which jeopardizes the chances of a successful appeal. Trump says he'll appeal the conviction and that he's honored by the legal battle and fighting for our Constitution and he is 100% right. But at the press conference he looked defeated, he sounded weakened. It was a long trial and he was tired, he said. With the world in chaos, as the Ukraine-Russia war escalates and Israel faces global condemnation, Savage urged for a critical examination of the justice system and the trial's conduct, noting that America was once a beacon of hope, but it's now a beacon of dopes. From law and order to claw and no border, he added, emphasizing the need for vigilance and critical thinking in these turbulent times. They set it up to exclude Orthodox Jews. Savage also raised concerns about the scheduling of the trial, suggesting it was designed to exclude Orthodox Jews and limit Trump's campaigning. This corrupt judge, Colombian immigrant Juan Merchan, set it up so the case was heard on Fridays to exclude Orthodox Jews who had to get home for Sabbath. They kept saying, "He didn't do that because the trial ended at 5, and that's plenty of time to get home," he said. But that's not how Orthodox Jews work. They prepare for Sabbath all afternoon. How would they get from the courthouse to Brooklyn in time? He asked. According to Savage, the judge set it up so the case was heard specifically Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. They excluded Wednesday and put in Friday for two reasons: to prevent Trump from campaigning on the weekends and to exclude Orthodox Jews from the jury, he said. This is an element that should really be talked about. Whoever heard of a trial on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday? Why did they skip Wednesday? He asked. It limits the jury pool to no Orthodox Jews who would not want to be on the jury for religious reasons. The Trump case. On Thursday, Trump was found guilty on all charges in his trial, after Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg charged the former president with 34 counts of first-degree falsification of business records, to which Trump pleaded not guilty. The verdict marked the first criminal conviction of a former president. In response to the decision, GOP members warned that the unprecedented prosecution of political opponents is characteristic of authoritarian regimes, and is an assault on our founding principles as well as a miscarriage of justice. Trump is set to be sentenced on July 11, just before the Republican National Convention, where he is expected to be nominated amidst claims of election interference and a rigged trial. In January, Savage shared his thoughts on what immediate steps an upcoming Trump administration must take, including reinstating merit-based immigration, revoking federal gun laws, and securing global peace agreements, for America to recover from years of Biden administration policies and endure as a free country. Last year, he argued that the indictment of Trump is part of a never-ending persecution against him, insisting that the former president is the only person who can possibly save this nation from its current state. Previously, he accused the Biden administration of destroying our identity as a nation and essentially erasing us while warning U.S. borders are being dissolved and American culture bastardized. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.